time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Former FBI Director James Comey testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee Thursday about his conversations with the president on Russia. In answering his first question, he accused the president of defaming him, the FBI, and lying.
Although the law required no reason at all to fire an FBI director, the administration then chose to defame me and, more importantly, the FBI by saying that the organization was in disarray, that it was poorly led, that the workforce had lost confidence in its leader. Those were lies. Plain and simple.
The one issue about which Comey was absolute in his answer was Russian interference in our election.
There should be no fuzz on this whatsoever. The Russians interfered in our election during the 2016 cycle. They did it with purpose. They did it with sophistication. They did it with overwhelming technical efforts. And it was an active measures campaign driven from the top of that government. There is no fuzz on that. It is a high confidence judgment of the entire intelligence community. It's not a close call. That happened. That's about as unfake as you can possibly get and is very, very serious.
So that was a hostile act by the Russian government against this country.
Yes, sir.
Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico followed that up with a question about Trump's reaction to that fact.
Did the president, in any of those interactions that you've shared with us today, ask you what you should be doing or what our government should be doing or the intelligence community to protect America against Russian interference in our election system?
I don't recall a conversation like that.
Never.
No.
The Senate Intelligence Committee released Comey's opening statement on Wednesday in advance of the hearing in order to allow the committee time to prepare relevant questions, one of which was about the then FBI director's decision to document all nine of his one-on-one conversations with the president in writing.
I think the circumstances, the subject matter, and the person I was interacting with. Circumstances first, I was alone with the president of the United States. Or the president-elect, soon to be president. The subject matter, I was talking about matters that touch on the FBI's core responsibility and that relate to the president-elect personally, and then the nature of the person. I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document. That combination of things I'd never experienced before, but it led me to believe I got to write it down, and I got to write it down in a very detailed way.
In the opening series of questions, Committee Chair Richard Burr asked about Comey's allegations that Trump asked him to let the investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn go.
In your estimation, was General Flynn at that time in serious legal jeopardy? And in addition to that, do you sense that the president was trying to obstruct justice or just seek for a way for Mike Flynn to save face, given he had already been fired?
General Flynn at that point in time was in legal jeopardy. There was an open FBI criminal investigation of his statements in connection with the Russian contacts and the contacts themselves. And so that was my assessment at the time. I don't think it's for me to say whether the conversation I had with the president was an effort to obstruct. I took it as a very disturbing thing, very concerning. But that's a conclusion I'm sure the special counsel will work towards to try and understand what the intention was there and whether that's an offense.
That's in direct contradiction of Trump's answer to a reporter on May 18th.
Did you at any time urge former FBI Director James Comey in any way, shape, or form to close or to back down the investigation into Michael Flynn? And also, as you look back...
No. Next question.
Some Republicans seem to be going out of their way to give cover to the president, with Senator Risch pushing the hardest.
He did not direct you to let it go.
Not in his words, no.
He did not order you to let it go.
Again, those words are not an order.
No. He said, I hope. Now, like me, you probably did hundreds of cases, maybe thousands of cases, charging people with criminal offenses. And of course, you have knowledge of the thousands of cases out there that where people have been charged. Do you know of any case where a person has been charged for obstruction of justice, or for that matter, any other criminal offense, where they said or thought they hoped for an outcome?
I don't know well enough to answer. And the reason I keep saying his words is I took it as a direction.
Right.
I mean, this is the President of the United States with me alone saying, I hope this. I took it as this is what he wants me to do. Now, I didn't obey that, but that's the way I took it.
In response to a question from Vice Chairman Mark Warner, Comey told about the dinner in which Trump allegedly pressed for a loyalty pledge.
The dinner was an effort to build a relationship. In fact, he asked specifically of loyalty in the context of asking me to stay. My common sense told me what's going on here is he's looking to get something in exchange for granting my request to stay in the job.
Although Trump kept uncharacteristic Twitter silence during the hearing, he did finally tweet in response Friday morning, "Despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication, and wow, Comey is a leaker." Deputy White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said,
"No, I can definitively say the president's not a liar."
And Trump's personal attorney, Mark Kasowitz, released a typo-laden statement outlining a fake timeline and accusing Comey of, quote, unauthorized disclosures of privileged communications before reading it to the press, further adding to the picture of a White House mired in deep trouble. And that's a bit of what's news for today. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll consider a contribution. What's News and The Nicole Sandler Show are completely listener-funded, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.